Flyover Film Studios in Rantoul launched only a few years ago, but it's already being recognized by state leaders for bringing notable economic growth to Illinois. Last year, the film industry generated over $12 million in economic activity in Champaign County alone, and Flyover Studios is on the forefront of that change. IPM Student Newsroom's Ayoshi Basu shows us how the studio is helping make Central Illinois a destination for film production.
Flyover Film Studios is located on what used to be the Chanute Air Force Base. It's a huge half-barrel hangar with over 6 acres under its roof. What used to hold massive aircraft is now filled with movie sets, a police station, a living room, a prison cafeteria.
How tall are these ceilings?
40 feet? Yeah, because that would be like the top of that roof would be the 1, 2, 3 fourth story floor.
That's Jen Shelby, president and co-founder, giving me a tour of the space. In 2022, she and her colleagues at Shatterglass Studios and the Line Film Company were producing a film on the old base. After that experience, the two different production companies decided to come together to make Flyover Film Studios.
Just in our poking around and seeing how much empty space there was, we approached the village and said, you know, this hangar would be a great place to put a soundstage.
Shelby says people don't often realize that filmmaking is largely logistical.
The only thing to expect during filmmaking is the unexpected.
There are so many factors beyond one's control, like the weather and outdoor lighting. So the more filmmakers can count on things like a good, reliable crew and other resources, the better. Flyover Studios is able to help with many of the logistics. Shelby says the studio keeps large stores of equipment in-house. Filmmakers can recycle wardrobes and sets and have access to unique locations around Central Illinois. This allows for more cost-effective productions.
And shooting for a movie like Moses the Black, that one we shot in, I think, 23 days. We actually wrapped out a couple days early, which is also almost unheard of in the industry. But because getting around this area is so easy, that's what allows us to do that sort of thing.
If filmmakers are looking to shoot in additional locations, outdoors or at venues like churches, barns, silos, even jails, they can reach out to Mark Brown for help. He's with the tourism group Experience CU. He says the area has a growing variety of locations to film.
We even have the old Ford County Jail up in Paxton. You know, they could do like a jail scene from 1940 in there.
Shelby says Flyover Studios likes to tap into local talent as much as possible, even for visual art.
We need local artists that we can call on to put their work in a film, because anything you see in a movie, they've had to sign a release to use it. So why not have original art and, you know, pay local community people to supply that art?
Local talent also matters when it comes to the crew. Vijay M. Rajan is a filmmaker who moved to the area from California a few years ago. His latest film was shot here with Flyover Studios, and he says he was delightfully surprised by the skill and enthusiasm he found among his colleagues.
And I remember the tech boom before these big Silicon Valley giants were giants and everyone was working out of their garage. And Champaign weirdly has that kind of feeling to me. Everyone is working, is very entrepreneurial. It also has it without that predatory Silicon Valley feeling, which is nice too.
And Shelby says she wants to see local talent and crew flourish even more.
That's the big thing, is we've really got to build up the crew in this area so that if we get a huge movie or a TV show that comes to town, we've got the workforce here to handle it.
In the past, her production company, Shatterglass Studios, has secured grants to train film students from Parkland College and the University of Illinois. Now, she says Flyover is working towards more educational outreach to both students and local filmmakers.
So we've done what we call 4x4s, which is sort of a speed dating for a filmmaker. So in one 4x4, there's always 4 different classes. They're a half hour each. So it might be wardrobe, hair and makeup, casting, camera.
Shelby says she wants folks to be able to find their niche, Flyover Studios hosts monthly community education events where people can learn all aspects of filmmaking. The next event on March 13th is a camera intensive workshop at the Rantoul Business Center. I'm Aoi Shibasu, IPM News.